you? How could you, Jack?
I'm sorry, like, I couldn't help it.
Cut, that was horrible! Who wrote the script?
Welcome to the movie show!
Active FM.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Welcome to this awesome, wonderful show.
Yes, you are listening to The Movie Show.
On Active FM.
I am Sesh.
And Ryan. In fact, you know what? It should be The Movie Show with...
with Sesh.
And Ryan.
There we go.
Welcome to another fantastic, yes, awesome podcast. Don't worry, we will not let you down.
Never.
Yes, I know you're smiling right now because guess what? You are glad and you feel much warmer.
Yes. Yeah. Much warmer. So today, funnily enough, last week we did a romantic drama. We looked at a romantic drama. And today we are looking at a rom-com. So we are kind of in a romance stage of film reviewing.
I don't know who decided that.
As of the two. I only decided the 1 week. This one was your idea, Ryan. So actually this film...
can we just say, can we just acknowledge someone here? So the reason why, yes, we had watched this film was because it was a movie, what
suggestion.
Do you call it? Suggestion. Thank, yes, you very much. If you know who, what is his DJ name? We know him.
Calvin?
Yes, by Calvin. But also if you
from
know him on the sporting base
or
and as well as...
The Housemaster.
The Housemaster, yes, that's the one. So we are very good friends with him, so close that we work with him.
Not really that good friends, you know, kind of just... no, I'm joking.
Okay, well, I'm glad you opened that up. Well, no, me neither. No, I'm just joking. Really not joking. So he suggested it to us since he heard of us watching rom-droms, romantic dramas. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out our last podcast last week that we released on a romantic drama called Little Women.
Can I just say...
yes.
I showed my mother and my sister and my cousin the film. My sister liked it so much.
Who
the next day,
yes?
The next day, she wanted to watch it again. She literally said, "Can we watch Little Woman?" I was like, "We watched it last night."
Serious?
Yes. She loved, wow, it. And my mom really enjoyed it. And my cousin really enjoyed it. So for all the ladies out there who need to watch a romantic, go watch Little Woman. It's good. It's and can I be honest? Can I just say this? This is completely off topic. But watching it the second time, so in our previous show, I was like, Laurie and Joe should have got it together. After watching it a second time, I'm actually glad with the outcome. I feel like she would have been settling if she went for Laurie because she didn't love him. I know this is completely off topic, but I would just like to say. So I'm content with what happened.
Right now, all the women are like, yep, yep, yes, of course, she didn't love her anyway. Besides, I think that he was just using her, and I think that she was using her. And besides, that outfit looks pathetic.
Okay, whoa. No, Ryan, right, you're taking it too far.
And besides, I think they were up to a lot of mischief and nonsense. And therefore, I should tell their mother. In fact, I'm finding their mother right now, and I'm going to tell them what those two blooming teenagers are up to.
No, Ryan, no.
That's what's happening. Mm-mm. But that's a rom-drom.
Mm-mm.
Yes. And so this week, we decided to lighten it up a bit, and we watched a romantic
comedy. And it is called...
I think that's my borderline right there, Sash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's my borderline, definitely. I'm not going to go further than that.
But you did last week.
Yeah, but I realized the border. You know when you overstep, you're like, ooh, no, okay. I'm going back there again. And the border looks so far. You're like, no, so far. And you're like crawling. You're like, give me life, somebody help me.
Wow, it wasn't that bad, Ryan.
Help me. And then somebody helped. And I'm like, I'm not going there again. That's like no man's...
I will take you back, Ryan.
Not no man's land.
I will take you back.
It's no woman's land.
No, it's no man's land.
No man's land.
Yes, it's for real no man's land.
Yes.
So this film that we are doing is called Overboard, and it was brought out in 2018. Once again, what were we doing in 2018? Why weren't we watching movies like this?
We weren't under lockdown, I'll tell you that much.
Maybe, yeah. We weren't looking for romantic comedies. Yeah. So this film was directed by Rob Greenberg. And if you have watched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, yes, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, he is the same director. So he obviously is a comedic director. His field is comedy. And also something interesting is one of the main characters is Anna Faris. And she also was in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. She was the voice of, what was her name actually? The nerd that the main character falls in love with. Can't remember her name now, but she is the voice of that character.
That cheeky.
But Okay, I don't know, but I recognized her voice. So while I was watching the film, I know her as an actor because she was also in Scary Movie, one of the Scary Movies.
Yep.
Which was, yeah, that was one of the funniest, I think.
In fact, I just remember a comment that my wife threw out. She was like, this is the first time I've seen her as a normal character.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, that's what, those were her words. Sure. Yeah, because she was quite normal.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy her in the film. So she obviously works. She's worked with the director before. And obviously, like, the director would know, you know, because she also has a comedic style. If you look at the movie yes. she acts in, normally it's a comedy. So Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, definitely. Overboard, definitely. Scary Movie, definitely, definitely. Yeah, comedy.
I was going to say double definitely.
Yeah, double definitely.
DD.
So the budget for this film, now, obviously it is a comedy. So, you know, they're not really... For comedies, they're not looking at... Obviously, they might do certain things, but generally, your budget for a comedy film is less, depending on what you do. But this one was $12 million, which, like, I think Little Woman was $50 million. If I stand to be corrected, but from what I can remember, it was $50 million. So this one is drastically lower. However, the box office is crazy. It's crazy, crazy. They made $91.2 million.
Sashi, check this out, right? So, interestingly enough, what you just said. Box office, Scary Movie. Budget, $19 million.
Box so, this was cheap?
Oh, box wait. Office, $278 million.
What?
Sashi, we need to go into comedy.
Right? People like to laugh. That is crazy. That is very crazy.
Interestingly enough.
So, this movie... Actually, that costs less to make than Scary Movie. And it was made later than Scary Movie.
Yeah.
So that is impressive.
They made 7 times more. Imagine that. That seven is... 7 times more. Right? Sevenfold. Talk about being fruitful.
Right. So yeah, this movie... Okay, let's talk about trailers. So what happened with this film was we were told, okay, why don't you watch this movie? So I went and watched the trailer to see, you know, should we watch the movie or not. And I must be honest, the trailer made me want to watch the movie. Obviously, it gave away. So just to give you a quick storyline, what happens is the main character, Anna Faris, she plays Kate, and she meets this spoiled brat that lives on a boat that has never worked a day in his life. And his name is Leonardo. And he is horrible to her. She comes in to clean the carpet. So she's a carpet cleaner. She's working multiple jobs. And... what ends up happening is he throws her off the boat and throws her carpet cleaner stuff into the water.
All the equipment.
Yeah, all the equipment, which means everything is stuffed, broken. Now she's lost her job and she has to pay for the equipment that was damaged. And then he ends up falling off the boat because he's drunk and gets washed up on shore and gets like a very bad case of amnesia. And when he wakes up, he can't remember anything. He can't remember who he is, where he is, why he is, what he is.
Why he is.
Yeah. And then she takes the opportunity to take revenge and comes and shows up and says, no, I'm your wife. And then, yeah, the whole story unfolds from there, which is quite funny. Now, in the trailer, the trailer gives all of that away.
So let me ask you, what were your expectations before watching the movie, after watching the trailer?
I wanted to watch it. Yes. I was excited to watch it after watching
the
trailer.
But you knew there was... You
so I kind of... Yes, I
you
knew...
You had some groundwork to run
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but not a lot. Like, they didn't give a lot away in the trailer because obviously it's a comedy. Yeah. So I knew that he fell off the boat and I knew that he had amnesia and I knew that she showed up as his wife and that was it. That's where it ended. But I must be honest, after watching the trailer, I actually wanted to watch the movie. So that was my experience. Ryan, you didn't watch the trailer, though.
I didn't watch the trailer. I was glad that I didn't watch the trailer. Why? Because I didn't know what to expect. It was awesome. I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah. I had a ride of my life watching the movie. Let me give you just one or two pointers. So when she was about to get pushed off the boat, I thought she was going to end up on the drive.
Oh, yeah.
In my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, but now you're supposed to, you got appointments, wada wada.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be cleaning out the carpets.
Yeah.
You, like, cheeky, like, you can't afford this. And he's like, I'm sorry to do this. And then pushes off. I'm like,
like, what?
No. And then when he fell off the boat, I thought he was going to die. I was like, wow, this is quite odd. The, like, one of the main, like, when this dude dead. Yeah. Like, wow. And then I saw him washed up. I'm like, oh. Sure.
He's not dead. You sure. Because yeah. He washed up on the shore.
You see? I wasn't saying like, wow. I was saying sure. As in the seashore. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, it definitely was a hell of a ride of my life. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Not watching the trailer.
Yes.
And we've spoken about trailers before in our one podcast, which you should seriously go and check it out. Like really, you should go download it. Like while you're listening to this, you should like download that one and, you know, do a binge listen. All right. And we spoke about it in Bloodshot where the trailer gave away like basically the whole thing of the movie.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Baby mad.
Yes, exactly.
And in that time, I watched the trailer and you didn't watch the trailer. So you were fine.
Wait, for what?
For Bloodshot.
No, I did watch the trailer.
Oh, did you?
Remember, I watched the trailer.
Oh, yes.
And then there was music
but
in it.
But you forgot. Yes. Or you didn't watch it like properly.
Right.
So you're like, yeah.
And we had someone who commented. I got a WhatsApp from them. Should I mention their name?
Why don't you?
Okay, good. A faithful listener of us, Sean Enslin. And he said, hey, Ryan, listening to your movie show on Bloodshot and Megs and I, which is his wife, Megan, and I did see it before lockdown without watching the trailer. We watched the trailer afterwards and was glad that we didn't watch it before. So there's my experience. There's their experience.
Yep.
And so I've come up with a new slogan. Hashtag trailers do not matter. I'm going to start a brand. Guys, look out for it. You must follow me. You must make t-shirts. We need to make caps. We need to go viral with this thing, okay? Although we might take a couple companies out of job. But who cares?
Trailers don't matter. You know what? No, wait. Trailers can work. Because sometimes a trailer will make you want to watch a movie.
But maybe like in a synopsis type of way.
No, they mustn't spoil it. They mustn't spoil anything. There mustn't be any spoiler alert.
It needs to drop you.
It needs to be like the Avengers Endgame and Infinity War trailer. You didn't know. People were speculating. They were watching it frame by frame to try and pick up.
Hope.
Exactly. And no one knew. No one knew what was going to happen.
Title.
Exactly.
Release date.
You see? Exactly.
Fade.
So there's very good trailers out there, but the thing is, that trailer, it must make you want to watch the film, but it mustn't give anything away.
Yes.
But now talking about trailers, so I've mentioned this before. There was one movie, it came out a while ago, brilliant movie, Battleships. And I remember going to cinemas and seeing the trailer, and I did not want to watch the film. I was not interested at all. I like saw the trailer and I was like, meh. We then just happened to go to cinemas, and what happened was it was at the same time Avengers came out, which is along the first Avengers, and we had already seen Avengers. So instead of going to see Avengers, we were like, okay, well, we'll go watch Battleship, just because, you know, there was nothing. It was kind of like, okay, well, might as well go watch that because we haven't seen it. We've seen everything else type of thing. And I love the movie.
That was a good choice.
Right?
Right.
I love the movie. The trailer didn't do it any justice for me. Like, the trailer made me not want to watch it, and the movie was amazing. So, for trailers are very, very difficult and delicate things.
Right.
Because you cannot give too much away, but you need to give enough away to make people want to watch. And I have mentioned this before, but I read up on making trailers, and they actually say the person that edits the film shouldn't make the trailer, because when you're editing the film, you're telling a story. That's the whole aim. It's to tell the story. Whereas when you're doing a trailer, you don't want to give the story away. You want to make people want to find out like what happened in the story type of thing. So they actually say don't, if you are the editor that is editing the film, don't do the trailer. Now, obviously, there are some cases where, you know, like you kind of have to. Then what they suggest is find movies that are similar to the movie that you're making. Pull their trailers in and then cut your trailer according to their trailers. So you've got like a guideline going from a good trailer to something that you should match it up with. But yeah, trailers, people need to think when making trailers.
You need to use it correctly. Otherwise you spoil it for your viewers.
There basically was no point in me watching Bloodshot because I got everything from the movie in the trailer. Like it was.
Maybe it's because it's just an action.
But they gave everything away.
Yeah.
That's like in A Beautiful Mind. If you haven't watched A Beautiful Mind, then skip over this part because I'm about to spoil. That's like in the trailer of A Beautiful Mind, them giving away that two of the characters, right? Or more than two of the characters weren't real.
Yeah, there were two of them.
Yes, it was specifically two. But do you understand what I'm saying? That movie was brilliant because halfway through the film, you find out, two characters don't exist in real life. They're all in his head. Exactly. So, it was, yeah.
Absolutely.
Think, be smart with trailers.
Be clever.
Be smart.
Right.
Please.
Sure. And so, can I mention this? So, something interesting about this movie is that, wait, hang on. Can we just talk about the guy character?
Yes.
And so she wants to. Okay, my turn was last week.
No, I was at a turn. Last week we had two interesting names.
Cinematographer, the French cinematographer.
What is his name again, Ryan?
I know his surname.
What is it?
Yes, the French guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And then there was Saoirse Ronan, who is an Irish actress.
Yes. And yes. If guys.
Yeah.
Again.
So this week we have another interesting name. He's Mexican. So his name. Whoo.
I thought he was like Greek or something. I couldn't put my finger on the nationality of the accent and that. But I guess it makes sense because they were boarding to Mexico.
Yeah. So his name is Eugenio. And then his surname,
wow.
Derbez, Eugenio Derbez. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, he's Mexican, like full-blown Mexican. Full yeah. On. In fact, he even has a long name. You know, I'm not going to now try and pronounce his full name, but
full-on name.
Eugenio Derbez. He's a Mexican accent. An actor.
Actor.
That has a Mexican accent.
Right. That's why he did it. You know, I couldn't put my finger on his accent. I thought they were like Greek or something. I couldn't wonder. But like this guy, I must say, I really, really enjoyed his character. He was truly, truly awesome. Like he acted like such a rich jerk in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, like from the middle onwards, you like really feel for the guy. You're like, oh, this is my favorite character. You could just give him a hug and like just rub his hair and be like, you're my boy, man. You are, man. You're okay, man. You're good, man.
Do you know that while we were watching it, so I watched it with my family, my sister halfway through was like, no shame. What are they doing to him? They can't. Like, literally, she felt.
You see?
She was so, like, she felt so bad for him. She was horrified that they were doing it. Like, that's how much he grows on you as a character.
He does so well. And the way that he, like, to think that I was these close. And somewhere in the good part, he does the same thing again.
Yeah.
He does, to think that I was these close. Oh, no, here we go again. The talk. Mm-hmm. And then, shame. It really was. But, like, yeah, for me, it really, really was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed.
Can I give you a crazy fact, though? So, did you know that this film was almost boycotted in Mexico?
Yeah.
The reason it was almost boycotted in Mexico, the reason being, is Eugenio Derbez in an interview was asked about his support to any of the presidential candidates for Mexico in 2018. He answered that he didn't support anyone really, but that he didn't agree that their strongest candidates, which was Andrés Manuel López something, would be the best option. So now all of his supporters didn't take this commentary very well and started a campaign to boycott Overboard. But when the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, ordered the Congress, so the actual president of the time, ordered the Congress to ignore the petition, since he thought that it only promotes censorship and found it hilarious. López, who was the candidate that Eugenio spoke against in the interview, he actually ended up winning the election that year. And since he took office, he has been more oppressive towards news and any media that speaks badly about him or his party. Can you believe it?
Wow.
So this film almost didn't make it in Mexico.
You enjoy the movie and you don't even know what's going on in the background.
Right.
Anyway, that's what we're here for. So good listening to our show. Welcome again. Yes, you, listener, welcome. Yes.
This is crazy. But now get this. So this film wasn't actually... So this film's a remake of another... the same name, Overboard, which was made... When was it made? It was made in 1987, yes. So they actually remade it, which is, I didn't know that. When I read that fact, I was like, oh my gosh. Now, in the hospital scene, so obviously he gets amnesia, he lands up in hospital, and while he's in hospital, the doctor remarks that there's only been one other case of amnesia in that town, and it was, he says, it was a woman in the 80s. Now, this is actually a nod to the original Overboard.
Wait a minute.
Right?
That means this is the second time that it's happened.
Yes.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
You didn't know that, did you?
Now, maybe you're wondering, why is it a woman in the 80s? Well, Ryan found out something interesting.
Okay, well, in the original film, same name, but instead with the genders of the lead character roles were reversed. Mm-hmm. And something that I had a comment from my wife, and she said that She doesn't understand how this guy is just so easily doing so much work, housework. You know, and obviously, like, okay, cool, but, you know, there's an agreement going along. You know, she needs to study. She's going to do all the work. But this guy's, like, working hard. Like, really, really hard. And the fact that he just sleeps in the the shack?
Shed.
The shed.
Yeah.
In the shed so easily. Like, for me, I was just like, huh?
Okay, whoa.
Me, I start fighting, man.
Yeah, but you've lost your memory. You don't remember anything.
Yeah, but you remember, like... You haven't lost your moral compass. Let's put it that way. You're just like, what? Wait, hang on. Why? Like, darling, hang on. I've just come out of the hospital. You guys just felt like there's a problem. Like, shouldn't I be taking it easy? Shouldn't, like, why am I sleeping over there? Like, why am I not sleeping on the couch then at least?
Because she told him about the agreement that
husband and wife. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, but did you? She said to him, so you told me that if I relapse, I have to sleep in the shed. Okay. She said that to him. So now he's thinking it's my own word.
Okay, very well played. Mm-hmm. Very well played. Which makes sense with him doing all the housework and stuff. If it is a remake with the gender swapped, then obviously she would be the one coming home doing all the housework.
So obviously in the original Overboard, the rich, snobby character was actually the girl.
A rich, snobby girl. Woman, yes.
Yeah. And then she...
Single father.
Yes, a single... Well, yeah, it must have been a single father with kids.
Do you think he had daughters or boys?
I wonder, actually.
Since the genders are swapped, do you think they're, like, really, like, you know...
I don't know. But another interesting fact is, so obviously the two main characters, it's Kate and Leonardo. Do you know that they did that because of Titanic, being that Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet were the two actors in Titanic, also another movie about a boat.
And she went overboard. Well, they both went overboard.
Yeah, true. Very true. Yeah. So that was another nod. And then also, so in this, so this film they were actually looking to remake for quite a while. Jennifer Lopez was originally cast as the lead in a remake of Overboard in 2010 to be written by Adam Cooper and Bill College. The film was set to be produced by Will Smith for Overbook Entertainment and distributed by Columbia Pictures. But
really?
That did not end up happening. But I'm so glad it didn't happen because I just feel like I like this Overboard version.
I wonder what it would have been like. There would have definitely been obviously a swapping characters, a different feel, all that type of thing, right?
Look, maybe they would have, they wouldn't have done the gender swap thing because Jennifer Lopez is Latino. So she, chances are, would have taken the role of the rich daughter that eventually gets amnesia, etc., etc.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very enjoyable. I watched it with my family and we like laughed most of the time.
Yeah, we were entertained. Yeah. We were like glued. Like, ha 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 the whole time type of thing.
And it was there wasn't obviously when he's on the ship he's surrounded by like chicks and they're in the bikinis. But other than that, okay, and then there is one part where he has a tattoo on his behind and they decide to show, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
But other than that, there wasn't.
Yeah, you usually in a movie, my wife sits there. She's ready to like just dive across my face in case something pops up. In this time, we were both just watching. And I'm like, oh, wait, sorry. And I just like put my hand in front of her. She's like, don't be silly, man. You know, type of thing. But I must say, I enjoyed the film. And you know, I looked at the film. I was like, wait. And I don't know why. My thought, I was just like, wait, let's look at this, right? So it's crazy. The beginning, you see them like... You see the two different worlds. And obviously, I haven't watched the trailer.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, I'm really like, wait, why is she? Okay, she's there. Okay, wait, he's there. Okay, wait, what? They're obviously going to come together, right? So that I found pretty interesting, right? And then you get him and he's fallen out the boat. Now there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he can't work. He hasn't worked so hard. And he's like, you know, and you get that whole part there where like he's really just lost. Like he's really, really stuck. And it was quite interesting that then you get to a point in the film. And I think I still timed that. I looked at about one hour in the film. I think the film was 1 hour 50-something minutes. At 1 hour of the film, right, just after halfway, you actually begin to start liking him.
Yeah.
That's where you're like, oh, shame. And he starts becoming the cool guy, you know, type of thing. And then you start enjoying because now it starts getting romantic. You're like, wait, are they going to? No, they're not going to. Oh, they're going to. Oh, they're falling in love. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. And I'm like, okay, that's the part. All right, so here's the rom-com part. Well, the romantic part. And then you left now with the last bit of the film with this constant feeling in your chest. You're like, something bad's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen. Oh, he's going to find out. Oh, and then he finds out and you're like, oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess then that's what he does. But then, of course, the end happens. He saves the day. and everyone is happy. I love the part where he's swimming and then his father's like, I'm going to cut you off completely. And he like stops. And then he turns around. He's like, what do you mean? Completely? You know?
And then she's still like, hello.
Hi.
And then he's like, wait, this is a big decision to make. Oh, no, he said, I'm trying to negotiate. And then the other guy is like, no, dude, this is a big decision to make. Choose the money. It's fine. I was like, what? What do you mean choose the money?
You end up marrying her. Wada, wada. Then she gets ugly. Then wada. Then and she's like, yay, shut up. Everyone's right? Like, shut up.
For the funny part of that scene was I don't think they would have been able to hear each other in real life. They were all so far That's from one true. Another. But just the fact, like the whole comedy of it, yeah, that was...
It was good. Shame. I mean, it could have just gone perfectly, but they threw that little thing right there in it. I thought it was pretty awesome. Left me smiling. Went to bed afterwards. Went to bed. Had a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely, definitely go watch this film. We highly recommend it. It is on our highly recommended list.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It was very, very cool and very funny and lighthearted. So I think anyone can enjoy this film because it's not a hard watch. It's not like, unless you don't like comedy.
I don't know anyone who doesn't like comedy.
Yeah, I think everyone likes laughing.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that has been Overboard.
Yay! And yes, let's not go overboard with that.
Let's just end it right here before we go.
All right, everyone. Cheers. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Whoa. We have to jump overboard. And the jump is go get us. Go find us on social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search for Active FM on Instagram. You can also search for The Movie Show, and then you can find out what we're doing next, what's coming up. You can chat with us, let us know what you think of films. We also have an amazing website, www.activefm.co.za.
And as well, find us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But you already know that. No, you don't know that. Oh, okay, go check on us on YouTube. YouTube, look for the channel Active TV. You know how to spell that. And also look on The Movie. No, Active FM. My bad. Yes, the playlist. Sorry. Wait, hang on. Active TV, look for the playlist, The Movie Show. Yes. You'll see we put other shows on there, pretty cool, just like quick little 8, 9, 10 minute facts that you did not know about the movie, which we have mentioned. But you see it, okay? Anyway, the point is that you want to go check that out. You want to follow. You want to subscribe and like that as well, because every week we're releasing that. And so also you want to go check out Active FM, the channel, on YouTube. Go check that as well, because there's also our shows there amongst all the other shows that are out there on Active FM. Yes.
Yeah, and then you can also find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Yes. So this has been us on The Movie Show.
With me, Ryan.
And me, Sesh.
Wait, hang on. This is The Movie Show with...
Sesh.
And Ryan.
On Active FM.
We'll see you next week. We'll hear you next week. You'll hear us next week.
Peace out.
Cheers.
It's Active FM. Woohoo! The best topics and the funniest presenters. Radio has never been better.
Hey, 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 every day when I wake, I'm trying to get up, they're knocking me down. God is good through every season.
Christ music is
through the fire while giving praise, don't need a reason.
Hot music.